Hi there, I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spa Doctor Podcast. Have you ever met someone who constantly has to be occupied, who always has to be doing something, meeting up with someone on their phone, texting, or watching a video on Facebook or YouTube? These people are so busy doing that they can't seem to make time to just be. Maybe this is someone close to you, or maybe you just realize this is you. Our life is so fast-paced, you probably feel the constant pressure to be there for others, to get things done, to take care of your children, to work out more, to move faster, to do more. This can leave you feeling anxious, confused, and angry. This can also impact your health and can show up on your skin. After a while, you may begin to forget who you are or why your life turned out exactly how it has. It's time to come back to yourself and discover what you really need. And this is exactly what my guest today, Elaine Glass, is talking about. Elaine graduated from Northwestern University and chose a profession in dental hygiene. After 30 years listening to challenging stories from thousands of clients and giving to others, and neglecting her needs, she lost sight of her own purpose. Elaine knew something had to change in order to reclaim her worth and honor her truest self. She was on a search to find the answers. She was looking outside herself, expecting to find it there. But where she found true peace, solitude, calm, good health, and ultimately her purpose was when she chose to listen to and trust her own voice. Elaine has switched gears and now runs a successful coaching practice where she focuses on showing people how to get quiet and listen to identify their truth. She has witnessed hundreds of people within professional and personal relationships thrive because of her methods. So for this interview, prepare to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Be ready to embrace your fears. You're going to learn how to open up to inner wisdom you need to hear. So please enjoy this interview with Elaine. Elaine, it's great to have you on my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's just a thrill to be here with you today.
And I really want to share your story with everybody, your journey. And I loved hearing your story when you were telling me about it. And I felt that my audience could really resonate a lot with what you've been through and inspire them to. So for those people that are feeling kind of stuck where they are right now in life, maybe, or are at a point where they're not sure what to do next, I just think that your story really inspires people, might inspire people. So let's start with that. What got you into what you're doing now? Let's really delve into that.
Yeah, well, even at the earliest of age, I knew that I wanted to help people. I just remember even being a kid on the playground and people would come up to me and, you know, tell me their problems and what was going on. And so I think it was just this natural thing that I was born with to be a very intense and deep listener and hold that space and safe place for people. Well, that translated into me becoming a dental hygienist later in years and going into the healthcare field. And again, I love taking care of people and listening to their stories and hearing their vulnerabilities and their fears and their joys. And it was a great 30-year experience, but something was rumbling inside of me. And at the time, I had been going through a very difficult divorce. I had two small children. I had gone through years of infertility. So I feel like I think my body was just completely out of whack, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, everything. And so I began to hear the rumblings of, let's get healthier. And how can I do that for myself? And so it really started out as a journey to have more meaning in my life. And how was I going to also be the best mom that I could be to my boys? And those were my priorities. And so I began to get quiet. And that really meant being a part of a place where there was no noise or stimuli, where I could really hear my soul's voice for the first time again.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it's so important. We get so busy in life and caught up in our day-to-day life. And I think that oftentimes when we're suffering in some aspect of our life, maybe it's, you know, our marriage or relationships or work or whatever it is, we get busier to cover that up, right? And so I could see that maybe you were doing some of that too, and then having that time to get quiet opens up some doors, right? And so then what happened?
You're exactly right. You do get busier. You get more active. I was exercising more. I was just trying to stay as busy as I could because I felt like if I filled myself up with stuff to do, I'd feel like I was enough. And that was actually the complete opposite of what I was feeling. I was feeling very unfulfilled, very tired, resulting in really my thyroid going kaput, my adrenals being completely fatigued, my skin feeling, I just didn't feel like I was even comfortable in my skin. It just was very dull and lifeless, and even the best makeup couldn't help it. It was bad. And that's what happens when you're just feeling tired and overwhelmed and sad and lonely and a life just without inner peace. So that was really what I was in search of, again, because I knew what it felt like to have peace. I had had it for my entire childhood and my early 20s. But when I began to really enter life, you know, in a marriage, in a family, and all the responsibilities of work, that slowly went away.
Yeah, and so what did you decide to do then? What came to you? What did you realize that was going to help you with your life purpose that really aligned more with that?
Things happened. People came into my life. The minute I sort of declared that I wanted more meaning, more impact, that I wanted to play a bigger game in life, that mediocrity wasn't going to suffice anymore. That I wanted my children to see me thrive, and I wanted to give them tools for them to thrive. Those are my motivating factors. And once I declared that for myself, those were the beginnings of people coming into my life that I never would have ever have had happen otherwise. Books fall off shelves, you know, those types of things. And me just awakening to who I was again, because I had lost who I was. And it's a very sad, frustrating thing to witness for ourselves, to not see our souls thrive and be who we were meant to be in our fullest expression. So I began to read. I think that's always the first thing that people do. I began to just bring in new thoughts and ideas to myself, have new awarenesses around me. And I brought that into my dental hygiene office because I was getting really burnt out. And I thought, I need to look at my environment differently. And maybe it's just me that I'm needing to just see things differently and get a fresh set of eyes. And that helped. That helped a lot. Until it didn't anymore. And I just knew that that little dental hygiene room was actually suffocating me now.
Okay. And I, you know, you and I have talked about this before when I was talking about coming on my podcast, is that I've realized that sometimes what, you know, when I see patients, I talk to them about the root cause. What's the underlying cause of what's holding you back? And sometimes it's actually the root cause is sometimes a life situation, a relationship, a job, some sort of situation that they're in that's holding them back. And until they address that, doesn't necessarily mean leaving it, but address what's going on, then you're not going to get better. And sometimes sometimes that's all it is. And I don't mean to make it sound overly simple, because that's not always an easy thing to address. But I think I told you the story about how I had a patient that said that she couldn't sleep. She was tired during the day, and that's why she came in to see me. And I looked at all of her labs. I did a physical exam. We looked at all these different things. And the only thing that I could see wrong with her was that she did not like her job. that she was not feeling fulfilled in her life because of her, the work she was doing. And I couldn't find anything physically wrong with her other than that being the biggest underlying factor. And I told her, and I thought, oh gosh, she's never going to come back to see me. She's not going to like what I'm about to tell her. But I told her, I said, you know, I'm always looking to the root cause. I really feel like you've said to me, you don't like your job. And I think that if there's an opportunity for you to change the way you look at your job or change your job, or that's really going to be the biggest thing for you. And she didn't come back to see me. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I don't know if that really resonated with her or not, but I ran into her about 6 months later at a social event. And I live in a little town, so that happens. I run into patients. And she came up to me. She said, oh, Dr. Cates, I just want you to know, I have a new job and my life is completely different and I have energy and I'm sleeping at night and I want to thank you. I never contacted you because I did this and I felt better, so I didn't need to come back, but I've been wanting to tell you. And so, not that everybody that's listening needs to go out there and quit their job and get a new one, but if this is something that, you know, I want people to hear that, because sometimes that's what we need to look at, and it's not always easy, right? How was it for you?
No, and I love that story, and thank you for sharing that. That's really important, a very important message, because after 30 years of taking care of people, of knowing them, mind, body, spirit, their health, I would go over their overall health with them every time they'd come in. I knew their personal lives. So I began to connect the dots with people. And what made people flourish in life, what made people happy and joyful, and what made people come in time and time again just sad and always full of difficulty. And the main common thread was not feeling like they had the ability to do what they really wanted to do. Not having the self-esteem and the confidence, the dream, but like, no, that can't be for me. That can't be for me. That's not for people like me. And it's almost easier to stay in that space. And, you know, and so, and then I started to think, my goodness, if the people who are living, they're at their fullest potential, are the happiest, because that's what I saw, and the healthiest. They had the healthiest outlook. They had the healthiest mouths and gums and teeth and skin, and they just looked bright and alive. If those are the people living out to their fullest potential, then I absolutely have to do that for myself. And because I saw it, it was like a petri dish in my office. You know, I mean, I really for 30 years saw and connected these dots. And I said to myself, I've got to do what my heart's telling me to do. And that was to eventually leave dental hygiene and become a life coach. And it was very scary, getting back to your question, very scary. The uncertainty of it all. I mean, I was raising two small children by myself, so I couldn't just up and leave a job. You know, I needed that. And so I had responsibilities. And so I went to life coaching school and I just began. I just started. And the funny thing, I just started calling myself a life coach. Strangers that I would meet off the streets or wherever I was, they'd say, "What do you do?" "I'm a life coach." And I just started stepping into that more and more. And getting used to how that felt. And it was a process of letting go away fear and knowing that I really had been life coaching my whole life. It's just that I had instruments in my hand. So what comes naturally to me is really what's now the most fulfilling. So I don't have to pretend to be anything that I'm not.
Yeah. And how do you feel that that's impacted your life?
Oh my goodness. You're going to make me teary. I stayed inside a lot. And I felt like I was just didn't want to go out a lot. That I was just sad. I don't know. You just sparked something in that question that brought back that feeling. And so now I know the happiness that I feel and the joy that I feel. And when my feet hit the ground in the morning, I'm so excited to be doing amazing things like being here with you today and getting my message out and to inspire people who maybe are going through a tough time, who want so much more for themselves and their life and their children's life, who haven't put themselves first, who have felt guilt around that, and who are allowing everyone else to take center stage and them to stay in the background. So it has changed my life entirely. It's changed my children's lives. I mean, they're rooting me on every time I, you know, do something, you know, different and out of my comfort zone. They're just, you know, they're right there encouraging me. So it really has become a family affair in the best way. And it's elevating them as well.
Yeah. And I just want to really acknowledge you for making that change, making that shift and allowing that to happen, taking that risk, because I know it was a big risk for you to take that and impacted not only you, but it impacted your children. And that's a big thing. Sometimes it feels like a selfish choice to do that. And people are afraid like, oh, I can't do this because it's just about me. But now looking back at what you did, I think you can probably realize it wasn't really a selfish choice. I mean, it was a self-honoring choice, and that had the ripple effect that you can show up as a better mom and you can help more people. And then your health is important too. And so it helps all of those things. It helps you and it helps other people around you.
Yes, you brought up a very key word just now, and that's self-honoring. For many years, I didn't. And, you know, those are regrets that we have when we don't honor ourselves. You know, we think it's someone else not honoring us. And we say, well, you know, my husband didn't honor me, or my employer didn't honor me, or honoring really comes first within. And so that's what I did. I was on a journey of honoring myself again. And what that really meant for me was to be able to self-express when I had kept quiet. No, now I'm going to express my needs and my desires and my wants, and that's okay. So thank you for mentioning that, because it really has been a journey of finding inner peace and honoring myself again. And it feels really wonderful and very empowering. And bringing in more peace in my life once I began to honor myself. And who wants to be a doormat anymore? You know, those days are over. Like, declare it. Declare that for yourself. And know that only good will come once you do.
And I want to reiterate what you're talking about. When you make self-honoring choices, that the people around you change. And we talked a little bit about kids and how that can impact them in a positive way, because you're setting a good example for them, which I think is so great, especially as moms, that to be able to see that happen, it's truly amazing. And also the other relationships in our lives, and you were talking about being a doormat versus attracting other people. So when you make self-honoring choices, did you find that the people that showed up around you were more appreciative of you and honored you more, and that you tended to maybe attract other people that were doing like what you were doing rather than the people maybe that used to be in your life?
That exactly is what happened. You know, it was painful at first because best friends kind of drifted away. People that I thought I trusted and knew well drifted away. And it was sort of this emptying and falling away of things no longer serving me and people in my life that I still love and respect and you know, wish them well. But yeah, I was really breaking open to a new me. And when I say breaking open, it was really opening my heart to life again, to feeling again, to deeper, meaningful conversations, and showing up as me and not having a mask on anymore. And so, yeah, people are going to fall away. And the people that come into your life, it's indescribable. It's indescribable. It's worth just that. It's worth just that for the people that come in to your life, because community is everything, right? I mean, what we're talking about today, people can read in books and educate themselves and know these topics are important, but people are here with you on your podcast because of the community that you have for them. Because we know in community, we know that together with connection, that we're more powerful. So I appreciate this platform that you have.
Thank you. Thank you. I absolutely agree. And I love that idea. I know sometimes it can feel like we're so isolated in today's world of being alone. A lot of people working from home, working remotely, maybe not even being in an office setting or somewhere where there is any kind of community. It can feel very isolating. Or even if you're in an office, everybody's working at their own computer, and it does. There's no community, and you could feel so alone. And yeah, having a community can be a safe place to let some of that transformation occur, and to feel like that's a good place to start moving forward, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
I certainly hope I'm doing that with the Spa Doctor. And that's one of my biggest goals, is to help people feel inspired and have a sense of community, a place where they can, you know, they can come to get valuable information. They can hear from experts like yourself that have a lot to share and that can help motivate them. So on that note, if people are watching, listening to this, and they're thinking, okay, I know I need to make a change, but I don't know where to start. What do you recommend? Where should people start to be able to start making these changes?
Well, I always say, get quiet. That's what I did. I was guided to this beautiful labyrinth by my house. I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I don't know why I was guided at the time, but now I do. That was the first step in me finding really what I wanted and what moved me, because we can't do that in this noisy world we live in. We really need to have a place where we can feel again, not so much think, because we can overthink a lot, but where can we find a place to really begin to feel again? A lot of times life, you know, shoots us blows that allow us, unfortunately, to put walls around our hearts. So the first step that I took, that I would encourage someone else to take, is to find a place where you can really start to feel again and stop the busyness and begin to open your heart to those feelings that maybe you haven't allowed in for a very long time.
And so some examples of that, I mean, for me, I think when you say that, I think about going into nature, like going onto a trail, a woodsy trail or something along those lines. That's, or a beach where it's very, you know, you hear the sounds of the ocean. And that's the kind of thing I think of. And for some people, maybe that's not an easy thing to do. I mean, I can't go to the ocean very easily. I live in Park City, but I could go to a, you know, a nice quiet trail and go for a walk. And that is very rejuvenating for me, and having that quiet time. Maybe you're also talking about meditation. So what are some examples of things that you have in mind?
Yes. You know, people are afraid to go in this quiet place, because in this quiet place is a sort of unknowing. At the same time, there's a very much of a knowing, but initially this quiet place really feels scary, uncertain, and like I said, an unknowing of what's going to happen, what's going to come up for me, where am I going to have to remember, oh, I may not be making the right decision right now. And so those types of things will come up for people. And so I think that having places where you feel most alive, like I know you love to hike and you live in such a beautiful place. I go to the labyrinth. I also am very, I mean, I protect my inner peace as much as I would protect like my child. It's so important to protect it. So if you're out at a restaurant and the noise level is so high, because that's what they do now, they just pipe in really loud noise to get you, you know, you chewing faster and like the next table in. And, you know, so there are things that you can do to get into a quiet place where you may not have to actually go somewhere, but you can just be aware of your whole entire day and what's going on around you and what you allow in, you know, to cause your basically central nervous system to go crazy, and what you allow for it to feel calm and peaceful. So it could be cooking, it could be a nice walk, it could be meditation. But when I talk about getting quiet, it's really not so much about sitting in a cross-legged position. It's really a lifestyle of the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep. How are you, what are you bringing into your life that's peaceful, that's calming, that's making you feel alive?
Wow, I love that. And are there specific, with your clients, are there specific exercises that you have them do? Do you recommend journaling or any kinds of visualization exercises for people?
Yes. I first did, I've been doing meditation for about 25 years. So I really do help them with how to first get quiet and physically, you know, meditate on in a sitting position. So we do that. We do journal quite a bit because again, it's expressing ourselves once again that will get new ideas and thoughts to begin to excite us. And to get them down is really important. And you know, you don't have to have a journal. I mean, sometimes I just put it in my phone, like things and thoughts that come up, you know, that I want for my, you know, new life. I just jot them down. So just to get them out of you is, I think, really important. You know, how we speak in our families together is another thing that I make people aware of, because sometimes we have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 children in the house at a time, and there's a lot of commotion and bickering possibly. And so how are we talking to each other in our homes? How can we make our homes the most peaceful places? So awarenesses like that to me are really important.
So in my family, we have special time together at dinner. That seems to be a really important time for me to sit down with the kids and set intentions and talk about gratitude and things that kind of happen for the day. And it's really, I think it's a great time to come together and create that that sense of peace and coming together, that community in the home. And I know I love that. And I also know that there's that, but then I think what you're talking about too is just your sense of peace. When you come in and you enter the room with a sense of peace and calm, it can spread with the kids and the rest of the people in the family in the home, right?
Absolutely. They feel it. And kids need it so desperately too. You know, the busyness that goes on, it's no longer like when we were in school where we left and that was it. We didn't see our friends. We didn't, you know, we had to call them on the phone to you know, get in touch with them again. But now it's like 24/7 for our children. So how can we help them to stop the busyness and to get quiet too, and to focus on the family and to put down their phones or computers. And it's really up to us to do that and help them so that when they leave the nest, they'll have those tools of what I'm talking about right now, and that's getting quiet so that they can hear their life purpose clearly without the noise and know that they crave that and need that, and they ultimately give it to themselves.
Yeah, great. So we've talked about how you've talked about creating that inner peace and finding a special place, meditation, journaling. These are all great tools for people. Is there anything else that you want to share with people about when they're looking and they're stepped into this journey of change, or they're thinking about making this change? Anything else that you think that you want to share with people about that?
My first thought is to have faith that we are all here for a purpose, that what is rumbling inside of you, what you are most drawn to, what books you normally are drawn to, what movies you're normally drawn to, these are all signs for you to know what interests you, what you're passionate about. Also, what irritates you? You know, what are things and topics that come up that kind of get you thinking like, if that's not right, you know, all those types of things will guide you to your purpose. And the way I found my purpose was sort of by accident. I was literally on my knees crying in desperation of trying to have a happier, more meaningful, healthy life. And I found myself at the beach. This was 10 years ago. And I just said, God, what is my purpose? And all I could think of was love. The word love. That's what my purpose is. And so whatever you want to feel most in your life, maybe it's joy, love, compassion, have more energy. Take that word and then try to figure out how you can feel that every day in helping people and doing and showing up wherever you are in the world. And so that's the word that guides me is love. And that's my purpose. And I bring that into every place I go, with every client, with family, everywhere. And so really ask yourself, what is that feeling you most want to feel? What great feeling every day do you want to feel? And then share. And that's the key to finding your purpose.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I know that you have chosen this path as a life coach because you want to help other people. And I think that that's a beautiful path to be on. I do want to say, though, that we're not trying to say here everybody needs to be a life coach, because I think it's almost seems like an ad to become a life coach, because you're such a great transformation and beautiful life that you have now. I think it's important for people to realize, and I'm sure you would agree, that you don't have to pick one career. One career is not better over another. It's feeling a sense of purpose and enjoyment for whatever it is that you're doing. And sometimes it's just a matter of looking at what you do differently and a way that you can show up differently. Maybe it's, you know, even people that clean homes or pick up the garbage or, you know, delivering mail service, doing dental, being a dental hygienist, or something totally different, being a doctor, whatever it is that you, whatever it is you're doing, you feel called to do, to feel fulfilled in doing that. Because I know there are people that do all these kinds of jobs, every kind of job out there, that are happy with, and they love their life. And we want it, and we can be so much better at all of those different professions if we can show up in this way differently, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think back to a gentleman that I ran into who was a service man. And I couldn't, it was so contagious, the joy in his face of the job that he did. And he was just touching lives with every person he serviced. in this restaurant. And I mean, he was making, being a serviceman, like the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, it was, he just made it so joyful, and the people around him loved him. And so really, it's like, who are you bringing to your job? Who are you bringing? Who are you showing up as in your family? That's exactly true. You don't have to be changing careers and maybe just show up in a much more enlightened, awakened, powerful way.
Yeah. Great. All right. Well, thank you, Elaine, so much for coming on and talking to us today. Tell everybody how they can learn more about what you're doing and connect with you.
Oh, sure. They can reach me via email. I love to get people's questions. So if they have any more questions regarding what we talked about today, it's elaineglass2@gmail.com. My website is elaineglass.com. And yes, I would love to hear from people who have questions and support your community any way I possibly can.
Thank you. That's so generous of you to give out your personal email address.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we'll also have the link to your website up on the podcast information. So thank you again so much for joining us today.
You're so welcome, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this interview today with Elaine Glass. To learn more about Elaine, to see her website, you can go to thespadoctor.com. Go to the podcast page with their interview, and you'll see the information and links there. And while you're there, I invite you to join the Spa Doctor community on my website or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. If you haven't done so already, I highly recommend you get your own customized skin profile at theskinquiz.com. It's free, and based upon the answers to just a few questions, you'll get your own customized skin profile. Just go to theskinquiz.com. Also, join me on social media. Get the latest tips for glowing skin and vibrant health. Join me on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, and join the conversation. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on the Spa Doctor podcast.